Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Pregunto podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever. I'm having a blast, but I hope you are too. Besties, my girls, my fellow aliens of the world. So many things right now. Happy New Year, officially. So I'm actually recording two episodes today. I'm recording this week's for the week of, or like since it's January 4th, I'm going to say 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 8th, 9th episode for Sunday. And I'm going out of town next week and working both days before I leave. So literally no time to record. So I'm recording both for this Sunday and the Sunday after. So it's a busy day. Wow, can you believe it? My life is so complex. Life is so hard. Wow, I have to record two podcast episodes in one day. God, life is so hard. Insanity. But anyways, Happy New Year, guys. I hope your New Year's has been safe, healthy, happy, or reflecting, you know. I hope that you're doing a lot of just whatever you need to feel like you need to do for the new year, whatever that looks like for you, and taking care of yourselves and just remembering your goals maybe, or if you had any New Year's resolutions to stick to them, or just anything along those lines, truly. But honestly, I'm going to keep it relatively short today, but I will remind you guys that the program that I use only allows me to record in 30-minute increments. Yes, I'm going to keep reminding you every single time so you guys get it drilled into your mind. But yes, today's episode is, we're obviously going to talk about the new year. Duh, so much to talk about. But yeah, you know, I think that we're just going to get to it. But I will see you guys on the other side. Bye. And we're back, ladies and gents. I'm also realizing that the start of my audios for like every episode I've done since I've came back to this episode have been like a little spotty for like half a second, but just bear with me. It doesn't last the rest of the episode, so we're good. But anyways, on to more important things. You saw this coming, you guys. You know what's going on. For those of you who are new or or just, you know, might have missed it, skipped around my episode, or even listened to it at all. I've been dedicating every comeback episode thus far to honestly just dedicating time to just talk about what's going on, to not ignore the elephant in the room of what's going on in Palestine, the Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, just like all those things. And yes, I'm going to say it mostly every episode. I know that honestly, if you're getting annoyed by it, you can always just not listen to me. There's always that, you know. I'm not holding you hostage to listen to my episode. Okay. Do with that what you will. Do whatever the fuck you want in this life. But yeah, more importantly, I actually have updated sources for I believe Palestine and the Sudan. So I added some posts in the description below and whatnot. But yes, I just would like to remind you that it is now winter officially, as we all know it. It is freezing. Personally, in LA, it's actually been really cold this past week. And I actually hate it. I loathe it. Like I said, I will say it again. I will die on the hill. I absolutely loathe fall and winter. I will never like it. You guys are mentally ill if you like that shit. I don't give a fuck if that offends you. You fake like that shit and you do it for attention. I'm sorry. But anyways, on to actually more important shit. Like enough of my banter for a second. Like on the real, it is winter. It is cold. Literally for the whole northern hemisphere, it is winter. It is freezing. And I need you guys to realize that I actually have a heater in my room right now, a space heater to like plug into an outlet and heat my fucking room because it's that cold. Okay. Like I have a functioning heater in my house. I have functioning everything at this point in time, and I'm extremely grateful for that. And I'm here to remind you that wherever you are in the world, whether you're home or whether you are just doing daily activities and I'm just like in the background for your life right now, or you're on your way to work, you're driving, you're taking public transit, whatever that is, or you're taking a walk, I don't know, you are allowed to do those things. And just literal simple daily things are so, it's just so insane to me to think that, like, oh, and also, by the way, I will be old, like like, I need you guys to realize that you are probably going to be making dinner tonight, or you have plans with loved ones to go out, or whatever it is. It's the new year and you made it to see another year. So I need you guys to just be grateful and mindful of that. I think that's really the whole point of why I do this segment still, because it's like being mindful of the world around you and being grateful for what's going on for yourself. You know, like, you get to wake up every day and actually live a normal life relatively. So keep that in mind. Be mindful of those things. And a lot of Palestinians, a lot of those in the Sudan, the Congo, could not see 2024 and the years following after that. So be aware of that. Be mindful. Keep them in your hearts. And also, very important reminder as well, I don't know, for those who don't know, I wish I could like put, I tried looking for it a couple days ago, but I wanted to find the source of like when, I don't know what source it was, but it was basically on Twitter saying that like the Palestinian school year got canceled because, trigger warning, verbally speaking, kids' death. Like, yeah, put two and two together, okay? Obviously, it's an automatic warning verbally when I'm talking about these current issues in the world. I don't need to verbally tell you. You are already fully aware of what's already out there. And have seen the videos. And if you haven't, you're an ignorant fuck and I don't like you. But anyways, more importantly, for those who don't know, please, it is the school year. It's a new school year for most of you. Whether it's your kids going to school, maybe you're going back to school, whatever that looks like. Being mindful that a lot of kids in Gaza are not, like, the entire, I need you guys to fully sit with that thought and realize that the school year got canceled in Gaza because all the children died. I need you guys to fully sit with that thought, because it took me a minute to sit with that thought when I first read the fucking headline and I was sick to my stomach. And yeah, since it is a new school year, mind you, please keep them in your hearts. Please remember those kids that had dreams, that had goals in life, that had a vision for themselves, had even plans. They probably were like already had scholarships lined up and whatnot, et cetera, et cetera. Just keep them in your mind. Keep them with you as you enter the school year, being like, you know what? I'm going to do the school year for myself and for these kids, because I know I'm going back to school towards the end of the year. So I am really going to be mindful of that. I'm going to be mindful of that and be like, you know what? I have even the opportunity to go to college, to even pursue that. I might have talked shit about college my whole life on this damn podcast, and I still will, but that doesn't change the fact that it's a valuable asset no matter what. To, if it's not academic, you can meet people, you can socialize, you can meet people that are like-minded like you are, and so much more. You know, you can network. Like, college brings a lot of opportunities outside of just academics. And me, I value that over the actual academic part. But however, though, please just keep that in mind. Please just remember as you enter the school year, because I know I will be keeping those kids in my heart as I enter my own school year, because I get the privilege to do those things. I have the ability to do that. So with that being said, I know that was long, but honestly, it had to be said. Be mindful. All sources will be linked below. Just honestly, speaking up about it is very more important, and also real life conversations are just as important, if not more. So with that being said, I still don't know how to transfer out of these transitions when it comes to something this serious, but just, guys, be mindful. Just never let that, like, move through the day in your daily life being like, yeah, like, you living your daily life is already a blessing to someone else. So yeah, man, wow. Nonetheless, I will see you guys on the other side for the actual episode, and happy new year, and think of those who did not make it into the new year. Just keep them in your mind and in your hearts, you know? So with that being said, I'll see you guys on the other side of this podcast. Bye. And we're back, ladies and gents. Wow. Two episodes today. Wow. You know. Wow, I don't really know how to transition into this beginning, but you read the title, okay? You read the title of this damn episode. Are we shocked? Oh, New Year's things, whatever. Yeah, that's the theme, okay? That's the theme. It's been 4 days into the new year. yeah, I'm recording this on the 4th, so January 4th, Thursday. But nonetheless, so my inspo, I always like to start with the inspiration for every episode. The inspo this week was one, New Year's. What a shocker. Revolutionary, groundbreaking. Wow, so unique of an idea. I really snapped. I really ate that up. Shocker. But the actual real inspo for this episode is I was at work and my coworker saw like a regular that we always see. And, you know, we've been saying like Happy New Year, like nonstop and whatnot. And he was like, no, we don't got to do all that. Like the guy was just like, no, we don't got to do all the Happy New Year stuff. You want to know why? Because we just keep pushing. You just keep doing you. And there's really no need to like, you know, make it as big of a deal as it seems to like fix your life overnight kind of vibe. And to me, it brought up the question of something I've always just kind of wondered and yet never acted upon. But like the conversation of manifestation versus what's meant to be actually for you. And I'll give you an example, or like we can just talk about it. Like, let's just talk about it. Like manifestation versus what's actually meant for you, what's meant to be aligned with you and the values that you have, you know? So we all hear the term manifestation. It is very real. Just for starters, I'm not bashing manifestation. It has worked for me several times and it continues to do so, and it always will, because that's how the universe operates. If you guys have not read The Secret, I've never read it, honestly, but my dad raved about it. And I'm just assuming, I think I heard that the gist of the book essentially from like literally everyone I know that's ever read it is that that's the answer. Like manifestation is the secret to life. Like you can truly aspire for anything that you want. Like it is very real. Also, I need you guys to keep in mind that I am talking from like a, you know, a regular daily person, like a regular human being, normal individual in society, especially Western society. I know there's other places in the world where access to technology is not as easy. It is not as accessible. Whereas here, I'm in the fucking room in my house where I have a computer, a microphone, a ring light I'm looking at right now. And I have like a ceiling fan. Like those are just like silly things, but they're very accessible to me, but they're not accessible to others in the other world, like in another place, in another country, you know? But nonetheless, I am speaking on that. But nonetheless, in a, you know, broader stance, manifestation is very real. It is very powerful. It is the tool to life. It is the secret to life. And it's not really such a secret anymore. It's quite literally the most common thing now. It's not really a trend in you guys that are making it. If you make manifestation like a trendy topic or whatever, you're not really understanding the whole point of it. Like manifestation has been real for centuries. Like it's a very real thing in this life. Like that's how the higher power of whatever you believe in operates. Like you may pray to God, I may believe in the universe, okay? And that's really how life operates, you know? Like you lean to a higher power asking them for a goal to be accomplished. You work towards said goal. You do your half, and then the other half of the higher power meets you in the middle to complete thus said and desired goal in mind. And we all hear the term manifestation thrown around a lot, like so many places. It just kind of like loses its meaning throughout as it's tossed around. Like the filter of it is just like kind of washed away. The purpose of it is washed away. It's more of like a cute little quirky trait now. It's like, no, baby girl, I need you guys to realize manifestation is not something to be fucked with either, because I need you guys to realize that also bad manifestations can happen. That's a very real thing. You can accidentally manifest bad things for yourself, just so you're aware, in case you didn't know, in case the quirky little TikTok girlies did not know. You need to be careful what you say and what you write on paper, especially when it comes to the 369 method, or especially just any form of manifestation that you've seen work for you, et cetera, et cetera. And affirmations are very real, but we're going to talk about manifestation, today. And like, let's talk about it. Let's talk about manifestation. Let's talk about, manifestation versus, you know, what you actually are meant to have in this world. What is meant for you? What is your calling and purpose? I think it's time, like, honestly, I've always had that, you know, kind of question for myself. It's like, when are we as a society going to open the conversation up to be realistic on how we may want certain goals for ourselves and, certain accomplishments, yet, you know, in the universe, right? Or just whatever higher power, like the universe or the higher power that you believe in declines or delays for a long period of time the said goal you want and aspire to have, you know? And arguably, you can also say that if you think of something, I actually heard this on Leo Skeppy's podcast, if you guys don't know. I actually don't remember his, oh my God. Oh, I think it's like Aware and Aggravated. I need to catch up on his podcast. I see so many episodes and I'm like, oh my God, I need to actually listen to these. But anyways, the last I heard of his podcast, like one episode that I remember, I think I mentioned it a couple episodes ago, like a while back. But basically he was saying how like, whatever you think of, like, let's say you think of a goal, you just think of a goal you have. You already possess the said goal that you already said and want for yourself, because in the universe, you already have it. It's just that you are currently working to become the person that is capable of accepting said goal, being prepared to handle what that goal comes with. Because believe it or not, you guys, we can manifest anything in this life, right? Anything that you desire, any goal, any dream of yours, right? Which is real, very real. And that's very possible. It's actually kind of scary how like you really can manifest the dream life that you desire. Like anything can happen. Anything in this life is up to you. Anything you desire in this life can be given to you if you work your ass off to get there. But when I heard like Leo Skeppy's podcast episode where he talks about how basically when you say you want to achieve something, a goal, or a project even, that's already the universe's way of saying you already have the said goal in mind. You already have accomplished it, but you're just kind of working your way to handle with responsibility of what that comes with. Like, I need you guys to realize that manifestation is a very powerful tool. And when you are given said dreams of yours, when you see your manifestations come to fruition, it comes with responsibility. It does not come, you know, with just silly, you know, goals. It comes with a lot of responsibility. It's like, great, I got this said blank, you know, I got this said goal, I accomplished it. But it comes with responsibility. It comes with lessons. It comes with, you know, a sense of power for yourself, you know, and that's a big responsibility. A lot of people don't know how to handle power. I need you guys to keep that in mind. So yeah, dude, I when I heard that, it changed my life. It's like when you desire something so badly, like that's essentially the higher power that you believe in, or the universe saying like, it's already yours. You've already accomplished it in another life, in another like dimension or something like that. If we want to get really deep. Am I an expert on this? No, but this is kind of how I perceived it. It's like, it's already there for you. Like you have already done it. You're living it. It's just that you are currently finding the ways to one, accomplish said goal, or two, or both actually, to become the person that is able to handle what that responsibility comes with. For example, and we're going to use like Leo Skeppy's logic in this case. The example I want to use is, let's say you just want to get promoted at your job to whatever position you're in, to the next position higher up. Let's start with something simple, right? You're working your ass off to get there. You've been manifesting very hard. You've been journaling about it. You've been, I don't know, talking to your friends about it, talking to your therapist about it, talking to your loved ones or your partner and whatnot, all of the above, right? Then you also been writing it down. You've been actually doing the work as well. You've been like working extra harder than usual and stuff like that. So you're already doing the steps that are needed. You're already doing those things. And then that's the example, essentially. It's like, okay, I'm going from this position to said position. Once you get granted that promotion, you've already done the said work to accept the promotion and be ready for it, if that makes sense, you know? And you won't be like doubting yourself the whole time, because you're like, okay, well, I've done this, this, and that at my previous position, which I can also apply to this said position of my promotion. And it'll be something I can handle because I've already prepared for it. I did the work. I worked my ass off to get here. And I think I'm ready. You know, it's like, that's what I mean. So when it comes to manifestations, when it comes to having a goal in mind, whatever goal that looks like for you, manifestations are very much a very powerful tool in the world that is very real. It is very possible. Anything you desire in this life is 1,000,000% possible. if you work your ass off to get there and you meet the universe or whatever higher power you believe in halfway, it is absolutely possible. And so with that being said, it's like you kind of question, you're like, oh, so basically what I'm hearing is that I can do all these things, blah, 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 blah. But then why do I never get these things? And that's where the debate comes in, baby girl. That's where I'm like, ooh, I don't know. I don't know. I wish I could tell you, baby girls. But that's where I'm like, oh, God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. And honestly, it's very frustrating. I'm not going to lie. But my point is that here's an example, another one, if we want to do that, of like how you can desire something and have it not kind of be received to you just as much, or et cetera, et cetera. So we already talked about manifestation and how powerful it is and the responsibility it comes with, and also not only just that, the good side of manifestation, right? There's always a good side. But there is like a downside, not a negative side, I would say. That's also like not how I want to word it either. It's just it's like a love-hate relationship kind of thing, you know? So let's say you want to, you know, or not, I'm going to use myself as an example, lol. Not to suck my own dick real hard, but I spent a lot of 2020, or whoa, what am I saying? I spent all of 2023 applying to jobs the very second my current job at the moment cut hours. I was applying left and right. I applied to social media jobs and internships because I am literally Gen Z. Normalize using your Gen Z generation to get jobs in social media, because you don't need to tell me, bitch. I know how to fucking do this. I've been on the internet since I was like 11, okay? 11, if not maybe a tad bit younger. Is that sane? No, but did it really give me the high meme ability to make memes, to actually understand what's gonna get views and bullshit like that? Yeah, actually. I've seen the internet change 1 million times in my entire 11 years being on the fucking Bird app, okay? And it's still the Bird app, okay? It's not X. Suck my dick, Elon. But anyways, so also I've seen like Instagram. I know people are more educated on Instagram. I'm not too educated with Instagram. And honestly, I don't want to be. I just like to post my silly little memes and post silly little content and just have fun. My entire Instagram is meant to be fun. It's not meant to be like taken seriously unless I am posting something serious, which people should know by now what is serious and what is not on my account. But nonetheless, the example in question as to like manifestation and getting what you desire versus manifestation, very hard for something, but you don't get the, you know, goal that you wanted, or it came out differently, or it's just delayed for the moment. And so since I was applying to jobs all of 2023, nonstop, since the second my hours got cut, I was applying everywhere I could in regards to social media related jobs, content creating, blah, 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 blah. I even did internships, bro. I did internships the year prior. I did it in 2022. All internship related. I think also 2021 I did something also related to social media internships and whatnot. So I was doing all of this, right? Praying my ass off to the universe, being like, dude, I need this shit so bad. It's not funny anymore. And I was going actually insane. I was going very insane. There would be days where like I'd spend the whole day applying to jobs, and then I'd cry in frustration because I was like, well, I had not gotten one yes from any of these jobs. I probably have at least over 100 applications out to different jobs in the world in regards to social media related jobs. And I did not get one yes, dude. I spent probably like almost a year applying to jobs all last year, all of 2023. And for none of my applications, none of my attempts working destroyed me to a level that it made me hyper emotional. It made me only put value in myself regarding, you know, finances and job and ego and stuff like that. It was so bad. And I was making it bad for myself. I only made it worse for myself because I tied my self-worth to that too much. And I still really am trying to find the difference and the separation between the person that you are versus the person that actually is a career aspect. And to me, I feel like I find those two to be very intertwined. And honestly, I'm kind of trying to like challenge myself to be like, maybe that is who I am. Maybe I am meant to be tying and intertwining with entanglement, if you will, of my career that I want to build versus who I actually am. Like, maybe we shouldn't have a huge separation. Maybe if you want to do that, you can. Maybe me personally, I don't want to do those things. Maybe I will tie myself to my self-worth and how career driven I am, or how much my career is going to take me and what I build for myself, you know? So honestly, like, maybe I am trying to accept that. Maybe that is the kind of question I need to ask myself this year, being like, is that okay? Is that like what I want to do? And if it is, how do I find, you know, sanity in between that? But off topic, or not really, but my point is that I was applying to jobs nonstop for all of 2023, and for none of them to have worked out, honestly, yeah, it really did destroy me. And it sent me into a spiral every month, dude. I'm talking like multiple weeks in a month, I was going insane because I was applying to jobs. I was trying so fucking hard. I was like shooting. I was networking, by the way, on Instagram, on Twitter, via email, with a lot of places I liked, a lot of brands I admire, a lot of designers I admire, just a lot of people that I really, really fuck with in a lot of aspects and different like fields, like whether one was social media or a couple were social media, a couple of them were fashion related, a couple of them were just simply because they're Peruvian and they live in LA. A lot of them were also dance related. Like, you know, like these things, like they all build up, and I caught myself just doing these things. And I was kind of just, you know, reflecting on me applying to these social media jobs. And I asked myself, I was like, it kind of hit me really, like really easily. It was like, one, am I thinking of this too much to the point where it isn't happening for me? So me hyper-focusing on changing jobs out of desperation and necessity to survive in this society. Y'all, inflation is no joke. The recession is very real. It's literally insane how expensive everything is. And I need to set my shit up. I'm trying my ass off and it's not working for me. I'm getting desperate. I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting angry. I'm getting annoyed, if anything, all of the above, everything else in between. And it stirred me to a point where I was asking myself, like, one, am I just thinking of this too much to the point where it isn't happening? Like, I'm too obsessed with it that I'm not really kind of leaving it to the universe to do the work where I can, where I'm like, I'm too hyper focused on it out of desperation. And that's why it's not happening for me. Or two, am I meant to do this on my own and make my own job out of this, such as social media in regards to that, you know, topic. And three, does this have to do with timing and et cetera, et cetera? Oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God, please, please don't make sound. Sorry, that was my mom, you guys. Sorry, that was my mom. Okay, we're talking about dinner right now. Sorry, guys. I was really on a deep tangent. But anyways, yeah, that's the vibe. That's essentially like the questions I was asking myself when I kept getting job rejection letters from things I actually have experience in, by the way. I have experience in social media. I've been on it my whole life, and that's not only my fucking resume. Like, I do have a portfolio. I did have two internships regarding social media related things. Like, I'm not just applying willy fucking nilly just in hopes that I get something. And so with that being said, my three questions that kind of came up in my mind that just kind of drove me up the wall in regards to the conversation of manifestation versus, you know, what is actually meant for you. I could want something and have it not be given to me because, one, it could be, you know, aligned that I need to do something else differently, or maybe I am not meant to be doing this, or am I not meant to be doing this in this moment of my life? So many questions to ask yourself, right? And the few that I came up with is that, am I thinking about this goal of mine too much because I'm desperate and I'm frustrated and I'm getting angry and I'm getting really devastated at like how nothing is working out for me in regards to the just like job market aspect. Two, am I meant to do this on my own? Like, am I just meant to just have social media in regards to like a job in this example, like kind of something I should do on my own, like something I should just make money off of myself and I make the job myself, essentially I make my own job? Or does this have to do with timing? Am I supposed to be doing this just in a different time? Is this like, you know what I mean? It's just like so many things came up and way more questions I couldn't even add on here came up. And it's kind of crazy to think about. It really is. And that's what I mean with like manifestation versus like what's meant for you and what's meant to align with you. And you could also argue, by the way, you could also argue that, what's it called? You could also argue, I'm trying to word this properly. It's like, you could also consider that you might want a certain thing to happen to you. You want to accomplish a set goal, a project, whatever, right? But it may come out one differently than you expected, but still the outcome of the goal in mind. Or two, it's just, it like comes to you in a way that's kind of different. Like it comes in a different form, but it's still fulfilling you. I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, if you've lived a manifestation experience, then you know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to think of like my own example of like how that looks like for me. I'm trying to think of my own example of that version, but nonetheless, it's not coming to me. But that's like essentially the first half of this episode. It's like the whole conversation and challenging manifestation versus timing versus what's meant for you actually. Like, are you doing the right steps? And if you are, why hasn't it happened yet? You know, you are getting frustrated and you're supposed to like trust the timing of things. And it's like, it's true. You are. And that's what I was telling myself all of last year. But it got to a point where I was like too frustrated, to the point where I was like crying every day. I was going insane, dog. If you ask my therapist, I put her through hell with the same bullshit every week. I was like, well, I applied to jobs. I got none of them. I applied to jobs and I got none of them. I applied to jobs and I got what? None of them. So it does take a toll on an individual. And if you're going through the same hell like I am, trust, one, you're not alone. And two, it isn't, it does drive you up a wall. It does drive you insane. It's not fair. But then again, life isn't fair. And the more I get older, the older I get, the more I realize that like life isn't fair. And I think that life is meaningless because of that. It's like, well, do whatever the fuck you want then, because you might not get what you want at the end of the day, but you also might get something better or worse to teach you something, you know? Wow, I never thought this would be a philosophy class. Oh, well. But the first half of this episode is going to be just manifestation versus what's actually meant for you, kind of just like trusting the timing of things and also just kind of being like frustrated when it doesn't work out or something else happens for you. Instead, you're supposed to be, you know, doing something else, that you're meant for something else. Maybe the thing that you desire now is something that you will revisit in the future, a different year or so. Or, you know, you want to start one project and you actually accomplish it, but you want to start another one right away, but the universe is like, nope, hold on. There's so many things. There's so many factors. There's so many possibilities, and they truly are infinite. There are so many possibilities of how your life can pan out. I know my sister, for example, like, I think I shared like on the on like one episode, I don't know which one, but basically she admitted it to me like a couple, like a month ago or two. We were at dinner and she was basically saying like, oh, like, I mean, I didn't really aspire for something creative, because I told her, I was like, I mean, I kind of knew I wanted to do something creative. It was kind of like always in something I need to do. I don't know why. I've always just wanted to do that. And I also realized like the only time, like y'all, if you've been listening to this episode, like this podcast for forever, if you guys even pay attention, I've mentioned several times that when I was like younger than 10 years old, I wanted to be a scientist. That's all I wanted. That was all I wanted. I didn't think of anything else. I didn't think of what work required for that. But then I got older. I took chemistry, as you all know. And then I realized, oh yeah, science is not for me. Like that education, that debt I'm going to be in for going to said colleges to get that education in question, yeah, I was going to pass hard on that. And then I kind of just revisited my creative side. And then I was like, yeah, this is it. Like, this is it for me. I don't know what is going to be the creative aspect, but I know I have to do it. And I know that's the only way for me. And I never questioned that to this day. You know, I just kind of went through life doing regular jobs because your girl needs to fucking survive, but also trying to find a balance of like doing what I love and what I actually want my career to be and what I actually want income from and will get, by the way, all right, to, you know, being frustrated when things don't work out, when I'm taking the action, when I'm taking the initiative, when I'm taking, I'm just making the right steps, at least to me, I am, you know? And so with that being said, I conclude the first half of this episode, but yeah, marinate on that. Take a moment, hope that helps. I hope that is healing to you. I actually really like this episode so far. But nonetheless, I will see you guys in the second half of this episode. Bye. And we're back for the second half, besties, my fellow aliens. So in the first half, we talked about the conversation of manifestation versus what's actually meant for you. Like, really big girl conversations, if you ask me. And how it relates to just in the new year, you know? But here for the second half, we're going to talk about how I'm doing 2024, all right? And to preface, there isn't any fact behind what I'm about to say, just solely opinions, just me and my girly ties. So, like, think of this as, like, girl talk. You know, I feel like this is, like, going to be girl talk. I mean, the whole episode, every episode I've ever done in my entire life on this podcast is girl talk, okay? Bestie talk, if you will. Shit talking. Gossiping. Talking about our lives, you know? Just think of me as your either bestie or big sister or younger sister. I don't know. Homie. I don't know. But nonetheless, this is how I'm going to do 2024. So I feel as if putting an immense amount of pressure on yourself every year, mind you, it just kind of feels silly, a little silly goose moment. I feel as if, like, we're just human beings, dog. Like, sure, we can always be better and there's always room for improvement when it comes to just, you know, self-awareness, self-help, self-care, and all of those things. I feel like when you put an immense pressure on yourself, and take it from me, dog, I was putting an unhealthy amount of pressure on myself. What's it called? All of 2023. I was putting an immense pressure on yourself to get a new job, find a way to make money, and none of it panned out for me, which frustrated me. I was crying pretty much all last year, to be honest. Last year was hell, and I never want to look back. I truly never want to ever revisit 2023, to be honest with you. It was the worst year of my life when it came to feeling rejected in everything that I was standing for, that I was trying to achieve for myself. And just rejection after rejection hurts, dude. I'm not going to sit here and say that rejection hurt. It doesn't hurt, bro. It hurts. It really fucking hurts. And I don't really give a shit about rejection from people. I feel like that's not really it. I feel like rejection hurts the most when you're trying so hard for something and it doesn't pan out. Or it doesn't pan out the way kind of that you envisioned it to or how you wanted it to. So it does really take a toll on a person, like, mentally speaking. I was going literally insane. I was crying every fucking day, basically. And I was really giving up. Like, I was done. I was over it. Like, I was like, so you mean to tell me all of my efforts didn't work, and so it has to be me? I'm, like, putting the blame on myself. I'm putting the blame on everything and myself. Like, I was, like, really blaming every single factor I could. And also myself, because it just felt like none of it was working. I should have taken it as a sign and be like, okay, girl, then you have to do it differently. There's no other solution. There's no other way. There's no other outlet. You have to change up your fucking regime. And I was too, you know, stubborn to see that. And here we are. Not even bothering with jobs anymore because I'm fucking sick of that shit. I'm over it. And I just know what the outcome is. Like, the universe was trying to tell me something, like, girl, you're doing it this way and it's not panning out for you. Like, when are you going to get the fucking message, you know? But also I kept hearing, like, the job market is just that terrible. So I'm like, is it the job market? Is it me that's being a little stupid that doesn't see the signs of, like, that I should be probably thinking of a different outlet, a different solution to the same end goal? Or is it both? I don't know. So many factors, you know? But just putting that much pressure on yourself, take it from me, take it from me. My entire year last year was hell because I made it hell for myself. And that was because I put way too much pressure on myself. Way too much. I was extremely hard on myself. Every therapist I've ever fucking had in my entire damn life has always said the same thing. You're way too hard on yourself to an unhealthy amount. And I'm like, I know. But at the same time, it's like, if I'm not hard on myself, then I will never accomplish anything. I will never accomplish what I see myself to have and envision for myself. And so for it not to pan out was brutal for me. It still hurts to this day. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I feel great. I feel better. it doesn't get better when it comes to that. It hurts real bad. If not, it probably gets worse, because if you're going to fully dive head in first when it comes to social media, or like when it comes to just like content, or when it comes to just like any creative aspect as a job, dude, it's a brutal, brutal job. And it has really, like, it's really unpredictable, you know? And so, like I said, take it from me, dog. I put way too much pressure on myself all last year. Every therapist known to man for several years of my life has told me I am way too hard on myself, and maybe I should start fucking listening. Will I? Probably not. I'm gonna be really honest with you. Because, like, having goals is great, right? Or even a blueprint of what you're aspiring for. But I'd also be open to having, like, smaller goals or none while still trying for something. Like me, I feel like right now the best way I can describe where I'm at and like how I want to frame my career is that I know I'm supposed to be doing something. I know I'm supposed to be doing something. I don't know what. Oh my God, my cat's meowing. I'm dead. I know I'm supposed to be chasing something. I'm supposed to be chasing a greater picture. I'm supposed to be chasing a blueprint of something. But I just don't know, one, how to get there yet, and two, what the actual final product is going to look like, you know? And for me, that's frustrating, because it's like, okay, I see that I want to be in the creative industry. I want to be in the creative field. I want to be everywhere. I want to make noise. I want to be admired for what I do and admired for the work I have to offer and give an inspiration to most people and inspire someone, inspire others, and inspire people to do whatever the fuck they have been wanting to, you know? And for me to do that, I really just don't know how to get there, to be honest with you. I don't know how. And also, it's just, if I put that much pressure on myself, then who knows what will happen, you know? For me, I'm just kind of trying to ride the wave of, I'm going to keep trying in different ways, like a different kind of, what's it called? Not solutions, what is it called? Like different forms, if that makes sense. I'm going to try whatever my vision is supposed to be in different ways. I'll try it one way, and then I'll try it a different way, and I'll try it another way, and then we'll see what ends up kind of happening, you know, what actually ends up being the final product, what is meant for me, what is supposed to happen for myself. And I don't know, I think that smaller goals are great. I think that we need to do that, because I feel like most people always start with enormous goals. And don't get me wrong, if you want to do that, go for it. There's nothing wrong with having an enormous goal that you want to achieve, and boom, you check it off your list at the end of the year or whenever it happens, you know? It's great. I think it's a very great asset. But also, it's just like, it's really hard to map that out. It really is. It's really hard to envision what's meant for you. And I feel like a lot of people kind of don't know. And I feel like even people that have their lives together, or at least they show very well that they do, that they don't even know what's going on. I feel like the most comforting realization as an adult is that truly no one knows what's going on. No one knows what they're doing. And we're just kind of going through life as a unit, as a society, together, as a community, as individuals. And we meet the right people at the right time. We meet people at the wrong time. We meet people that are just meant to be lessons. We meet people that are meant to be just more than that. There's so many reasons why things happen, and you just never know the reasonings for that, you know? But I don't know, man. And also, I don't really know what else to say on the matter, because truly, I want to wrap this up, kind of. And two, your girl's getting hungry. And three, I feel like I'm just kind of repeating the same thing. But nonetheless, I feel like you can have an idea of what you're working towards, like a feeling, a vision, an idea. Yeah, you don't have like the tactics in mind how to get there. Like we mentioned in the previous segment, it's like you want a certain goal because you know you can achieve it, and you've already achieved it, let's say. Or you've already achieved it in a different life, or the universe is already saying like, hey, you have this already. I just need you to like prepare for when you get there. And so I feel like that's a really great way to look at it. And that's what I've really been reflecting on the most recently, this whole year and towards the end of last year, you know? The example I want to use in mind that I actually will wrap up with is my goal and vision to bring Peruvian culture to LA and kind of be single-handedly known for the woman that brought Peruvian culture to LA on an enormous scale. I want to make noise, dog. I want to make I want people to know that I'm Peruvian and not fetishize me for it. I want people to know that I'm Peruvian and be like, oh, that's super sick, you know? I want people to think I'm Peruvian and when they see me and they're like, oh, actually, you really taught me more about Peruvian culture because I never knew about it. You know, like, I just think that for me, that's what I need to be doing. I have two goals. That's a big one, and I have another one I'm not going to say. But that really is what I've always wanted for a long time. I feel like being in LA, a lot of South American culture gets erased. And don't get me wrong, obviously, like, LA, like, it is primarily Central American based. So what? That's amazing. I love all the cultures involved, but it does get hard when it's hard to find good Peruvian spots. It's hard to find other Peruvians in LA, and it's hard to network with Peruvians in LA. It's hard to even get my own culture out there because sometimes I don't even feel like I'm qualified to do so. So I need you guys to keep in mind, y'all, like, my parents they immigrated to the States when they were just freshly married, like in their 20s, like early 20s. I'm talking like 20 flat, like they were already coming to the States, okay? They came and shaped their entire adulthood, their entire, you know, immigrant lifestyle here in California. Like, dude, like, of course some of the culture of Peru gets erased in that, and sometimes it doesn't. Not all of that gets erased, you know? But some things get lost in translation, you know? Like, for example, like Mexicans, they have family in Mexico and they can go. They can literally just hop on a plane. They have family there. It's like really close. I need you guys to realize, like, Mexico is like really close. Like, it's literally like right below you, like in California. Like, hello. Like, y'all are really lucky to have that. I don't have that. I have to fly farther away. And it's also kind of inaccessible sometimes because, like, I can't always go, or my dad can't always go. My mom can never go. My sister, blah, blah, blah. Life happens. Life continues to happen. But for me, the biggest vision for myself that I know I have to do, and I don't know why I feel like I have to do this, but I just know I have to, and really with no questions asked, is like, I want to be the Peruvian woman that brings Peruvian culture on an enormous scale to LA, to make noise, to be in your face about it, to be loud about it, to be obnoxiously proud of it, to be and also to tell someone that I'm Peruvian and like have them be like not fetishizing me for it, to bring Peruvian culture and actually have someone understand beyond what Peruvian cuisine is, to actually know some history about it, to be like, oh, actually I read this about this, or to be tell someone I'm Peruvian and they actually are like, oh, you inspire me to learn more about the culture. I feel like you really did something great for that. And so on and so forth, and everything else in between. Like, I don't know, dude. It's just something I need to do. I feel like it's just the right thing to do. And am I even qualified to even speak on Peruvians? No, I can't speak for them. But it is hard. It is hard to be Peruvian in LA. It is. Like, I feel like it's hard to find some of us. And if they are here, I feel like I just like they never are like vocal about it, if that makes sense. Or they never really express that they are, you know? And it's like really hard to find my people, my homies, you know? But yeah, dude, I think I'm just going to end with that. I think I'm just going to end with that. Like, that's really where I need to be taking my life and how I want that to be. And also realizing that it did take me a long time to realize that I am the first Peruvian to do anything. And when I say that, I mean, I'm like the first Peruvian to be in certain rooms. It took me a long time to realize. It took me last year to realize that, like, I was the first Peruvian in my dance company that I was in this year or this past year. To my knowledge, that was all I knew, because I met a woman from Argentina. I met another woman from Spain. I don't know where the other girl was from, and I believe the other one was Venezuelan. So I'm like the first Peruvian out of the whole Latino gang, if you want to do that, if you want to put all of us in one, to be a part of that. I was the only Peruvian there. Mind you, also a woman, like a Peruvian woman. And I don't really see a lot of Peruvian content creators, by the way. I really don't. I see that they're mainly, you know, Peruvian content in general, but not like actual humans that like put a face to a name and a face to a brand and idea and stamping it on to themselves and being loud about it, being loud and proud about it, and being honest about it, and also being Peruvian in the diaspora, just like me living in LA, it's a different experience. Not a bad one, of course, just different. And there's so many factors here. And it's just like me realizing that I'm the first Peruvian to do a lot of things in a lot of rooms and a lot of opportunities that I get this daily life. Like, my chances of meeting a Peruvian and just like public are very slim. So I can just be running random errands. I can be grabbing like an acai bowl at my favorite acai bowl place. And I'm the only like Peruvian there out of everyone in that room, you know? And it may sound silly, but it's kind of true for me. And I just wish I could meet my humans. I wish I could meet my fellow Peruvians. I wish I could meet all of y'all and we can all be besties. And don't get me wrong, I'm not hating on any culture. I never would. We're all beautiful in our own culture, and there's so much admiration for every culture and what their uniqueness brings. And I just want to be, I feel like Puerto Rico got its time with Bad Bunny. I feel like, obviously, living in LA, Mexican culture is everywhere, as it should be. And I find it to be amazing. And Central American culture in general, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and everything else in between, like, they have so much rich history that I would like all of them to share. You know, I want all of you guys to share that. And not even just, you know, Latinos. I'm talking like everyone's got to put their culture in here. LA is very cultured. Like, it has so many people from different parts of the world, you know? So we should all put forward what we all know and what other cultures we have and what we know and let that be. But right now, I just don't see any Peruvian culture in my space. And I think that I really want to be loud about it. I want to be known for that. I want that to be something I am known for and in your face about, and be as loud as I can about Peruvian culture in LA. And yeah, dude, I think that's really it. I don't really have much else to say. Like, that's like a big goal for me in general that I've kind of established this past year that I just feel like needs to be done, needs to get sorted out. It needs to just be what happens for myself. And with that being said, I'm actually going to wrap this episode up because, one, your girl's hungry, and two, I got another podcast episode to record, and three, yeah, that's really it. I thought I had more, but I actually don't. But nonetheless, guys, thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, even though it was a little bit shorter than expected. I actually thought it was going to be longer, like an hour, like usual, but it's not. So, yeah, this episode is for Sunday, January 8th or 9th. Then I'm going to record for next week, since I will be out of town. So stay tuned for that, because I would be recording the same day. So just future me, be aware of that. But with that being said, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Much love to you all. Stay safe, stay healthy. Happy New Year. May all your dreams come true. May all your goals be achieved or on the way to you, and they already are to you. So much love to you all. Bye.